ဘဲလာဂျူမာအင်ချာရန်အာအဒါလိုဘလတ်စတိုမာပိုင်လိုစစ်စတေအက်စ်ရိုဆိုက်တိုမာအီဗန်တိုင်းမောမာအီတီပီကက်တာရတိုက်အန်ရွန်ဒရိုက်ဂျူမာအဒါလိုဘလတ်စတိုမာအက်စ်ရိုဆိုက်တိုမာအာဒမော့စ်ကိုမောစေဘလာဟီမန်ဂျီယိုဘလတ်စတိုမာအစ်စင်association with the Bohibelin disease. But this juma is unusual juma in pediatric age group. Other posterior fossa jumas are brainstem gliomas, extra-axial juma, such as thymoid and epidermisis, schwannoma, neurofibroma, meningioma, and scar-based lesions such as Langerhanser histiocytosis, Ewing sarcoma, and Gromas tumor. Clinical presentation of these tumors are lethargy, headache and vomiting due to hydrocephalus and direct involvement of brainstem hematic center. Infant may present with macrocephaly and sun-setting eyes. In older children and adults, truncate and gait atresia is the presentation of this type of tumor. WHO classification of brainstem tumor, molecular markers are used for the first time to classify.Metalloblastoma, example WNT, SHH activated, and WNT, NSHH group 3, and WNT, NSHH group 4, and other histological feature, classic, or anaplastic.Desmoplastic or nodular. Metalloblastoma are more common than pilocystic astrocytoma and commonly found in the brains. They are aggressive high-grade tumors and tend to have shorter onset of symptoms.Typically shorter than 1 month. The peak age of presentation is 7 years, but they have wide age range. May be seen from the neonatal period to late adulthood. Second peak in young adult presenting with desmoplastic type.It is less aggressive type of metalloblastoma. This type is more frequently seen in cerebellar hemisphere other than the pons. Metalloblastoma with extensive nodularity found in young adults is better prognosis type.Than standard metalloblastoma. Occasionally, there is imaging evidence of intracranial or intraspinal leptomeningeal metastatic disease at presentation. The typical appearance of metalloblastoma on CT.Hypertense midline Bamian mass abutting the roof of four ventricles with perilesional edema, variable battery enhancement, and hydrocephalus. The brainstem is usually displayed anteriorly rather than directly invaded. Cystic change, hemorrhage, and gasification are frequently seen. On MRI,The mass is hypo-intense or iso-intense compared to gray matter. The the CT finding of hyperintensity and MRI finding of T2 hypointensity is a supportive feature of medulloblastoma. Diffusion weighted image show restricted diffusion. This appearance can differentiate medulloblastoma from ebenthymoma or other posterior fossa tumor. But eight-legged rhomboid tumor, which on imaging appears identical to medulloblastoma. CT hyperdensity and MRI T2 hypointensity reflect the increased nuclear to cytoplasmic ratio and densely packed cell of the tumor. Medulloblastoma demonstrate restricted diffusion and reduced NAA peak with an increased choline to creatinine ratio and occasionally lactate and lipid peak on MR spectroscopy. Group 3 and group 4 tumor tend to be midline tumor with worse prognosis, whereas WNT positive tumor are more likely to be seen in the cerebellar low pontine angle and have a better prognosis. In medulloblastoma, both intracranial and intraspinal subarachnoid dissemination should be actively looked for. Imaging is more sensitive than CSF cytology. Occasionally, enhancement may not always be detected or may be very mild, making the detection of both disseminated disease and residual or recurrent tumor on surveillance imaging more difficult. Other features of leptomeningeal disease include sunken and cystinic effacement and communicating hydrocarbon flux, thickening nodularity and clamping of nerves and pyrotrope metastasis along the surface of spinal cord.